Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Come on. Keep taking chances,
name it loud. Hit it.
Yeah, good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good.
I saw your new commercial for Dunkin' Donuts. Now, I was trying to see. I don't know if you've seen it, Roger. You say they bleep you out. The one I saw. What are you saying there? That they bleep you out? Can you?
I'm ready.
vodka.
Okay, so he said they've left a little room at the top in this drink that he has. He said I leave it for blank and it blank. So I didn't know what you said. So. Listen, man. Yeah, congratulations. You continue for a guy who, you know, is not even playing that much golf anymore. You're hotter than ever.
Just doing what I can.
Okay, I don't blame you, guy. Get it while you can, JD. That's exactly right. Got to talk about your son, Junior, John Daly II. Played as a pro for the first time. I think shot a 74 the first day. You popped him a text and said, "Don't worry, just go out tomorrow and shoot a 64. That's what you text him, and that's exactly what he did on the second day.
Yeah, I wish I'd have said 58. Maybe he'd have done that.
Yeah, exactly. But he finished 55th in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he came back, made the cut. He's making a ton of birdies. He's just making too many doubles. But he says, "Dad, I love it. You know, I'm happy I made the cut.
Awesome.
And just getting his feet wet. He's loving it.
Yeah.
And hopefully he gets in a bunch more."
Don't you know, John, it's the, you think of where John Jr. is, John Daly II, where John Daly was. Completely different place than you were. You know, everybody knows him. You know, he walks into, you know, this, you know, professional golf with sponsors and money. A lot different than where you were when you started.
Oh, yeah, I had nothing, man, when I started. You know, Lil Jon's NILs were great. He's got some sponsorships now. It's more comforting for him knowing that he's got a little bit of money that, and you know, he knows he's always got dad, but just the fact that he's doing it on his own and he works his butt off. I'm just so proud of him, man. It's really cool to watch him from when he started to where he is now. It's a blessing. It's just awesome.
I was thinking, Roger, you know, it'd be cool for John to be able to go and follow Junior, but the problem is, you go out there, you become, you know, the center of attention and a distraction, I would imagine, right?
I don't think that. It's just hard for me to go out because, you know, my legs just won't allow me to walk. I could probably walk maybe 9 holes with him, and then I'd have to go in the clubhouse and drink another, you know, 40 good boys or something. But I wouldn't be able to watch all 18 holes because I know they're not going to give me a cart to watch it. But,
sure.
But you know, it's okay. I mean, he loves what he's doing, and I know he'd love for me to be out there. But you know, I'm gonna get out there when I can. But I'm gonna keep staying busy as long as I can too, because this is kind of fun what we're doing.
You bet. We're visiting with John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville, the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas, and the number three largest in the United States, right there in Russellville. Yeah, you're hotter than ever, and you're all over social media. I was talking with Roger about it. Yesterday I saw a clip of you, and this is what's tough. This is what, you know, our good buddy Justin Moore is taking some time away to focus on his health, and it's really demanding. You guys that are on the national level, it's so demanding, and nobody has it more than you because everybody wants to have the John Daly that we know and the gregarious, loving, crazy, drinking, golf-playing John Daly. I tell you, that takes a lot out of you. And I was looking the other day, and you're playing with another round of golf with four or five guys, and you're barefoot. You're putting with one hand. I mean, I know that's got to be, you know, you're doing that multiple times a week. I mean, that's got to be physically draining. So you just got to come up with fun ways to do it, I guess, to approach it, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, our Good Boy sales are really, really great right now. I'm going to do a lot more of that stuff. You know, just to go out and have fun, to be able to go out, play barefooted, and be around people that just love being around me and having a good time. And that's the way I love to play golf now, man. I want to make sure I'm just having a good time.
Yeah,
and I'm basically tired of the grind. I don't want to have to grind anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, you still grind. I mean, the travel. You know, Roger and I were talking about Justin. You know, anytime you're hopping on a bus and you're going somewhere and you're going, it's a lot, man. It's
physical and mental.
Physical and mental. That's right. It's both of that. And so I hope you find the time to rest and relax. I know we've got some big things we're going to be talking about in Dardanelle for you, John, and the Boys and Girls Club coming up soon, and some other things. So excited about that. And boy, I got to tell you, I sent it to Roger the other day. For those who don't know, this Good Boy Vodka that you're all over the place with, they showed a line the other day, John, or people that were in line to get you to sign an autograph or, you know, I guess a box of the drinks. And it was out the store and probably, I would say, a good 100 yards. I mean, a legit 100 yards long. I mean, it had to take you a couple hours at least to sign that. I mean, it's amazing the kind of response you're getting when you go out and do that kind of thing.
I tell you what, it's heartwarming. I mean, it averages 1,500 to 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
In these lines, waiting to—it's crazy, and it's just—I love my fans. What else can I say, man? Yeah. They're awesome.
Well, they love you. Yeah.
Well, we know. I mean, to compare that, I don't know all the numbers. That's a lot of people you're talking about right there, 1,000, 2,000 people. And we've had Terry Bradshaw come to town and try to sell his whiskey.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan was here before he passed
away. He was doing beer.
Do his beer and all that. Nothing compares to that. I mean, you are – I mean, and it's not just Arkansas you're talking about.
Yeah, and John, I'll give you credit. You hustle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, you get out there, you know, you're willing to work. And, you know, that's one thing. When you understand sponsorship, you know, John.
Honest cracking that whip. Get out there.
Well, the other thing, John, we have to acknowledge is that, it sort of ties in with you. The other night at the Knicks game, there on the sideline, court side, were your two buddies, Coach Cal and Adam Sandler, sitting next to each other. And, of course, you know, it's not Sandler doing this, but Coach Cal is doing the selfie that he's posting. But I don't know if you had a chance to see that, but that was I thought that was pretty funny, especially with your connection to those guys.
Yeah, Coach Cal called me before the game. He was going really, really early. And he says, "I'm sitting with your buddy, Adam." And I go, "That's awesome. Send me a pic." And he sent me a pic, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was quite that. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. He gets it too, John. He gets the marketing. He's smart enough. He's savvy. And he's sincere. You know, he's not a BSer. He's a legit guy. But I love the fact that he recognizes all those moments are special. And he doesn't have he doesn't have any problem, John, pulling out the camera and taking a picture.
Oh, and you know, Adam Sandler wouldn't either.
No.
I mean, so that's why they're two of my greatest friends ever. And, you know, it's just fun hanging around those two guys, too. I mean, Coach is unbelievable how positive he is. And then Adam is just, you know, he's just so laid back and kind of like I like to be. But, you know, and he's just so freaking funny. It's unbelievable.
You know, too, Raj, I think we are scheduled. I think it's this weekend. You got the VFW post over there near Dardanelle that we've always helped over the years. I think that the big golf tournament is this weekend at Lions Den. Isn't that right, John? I'm just going off the top of my head. Do you recall? I think it's this weekend.
Yeah, it is. June 20th. Yes. I think it is.
Yeah, so we're going to try to get over there and be a part of that. So the other thing I want to mention real quick that we were talking about, Junior being 55th at this Corn Ferry tournament this past weekend. The winner, John, we had no idea. The winner is Roger Scott's neighbor over in Benton. His name is Zach Fisher. Shot a final round 69 to win the tournament this past weekend.
I didn't know he was a neighbor, Johnny. He's not come over to my house to introduce himself.
he's from Texarkana, played at like UT, one of the Texas small colleges. And it was his 171st start. And I'll be frank, I'd never heard of him. And so another Arkansan there, so we're going to try to get him on the show Thursday. I didn't know if you knew that or not, John, so I just want to make sure you were aware of that. So we love it when guys from Arkansas do well. So anyway.
Little John told me his buddy won, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, again, that makes sense that they know each other. Yeah, what's that got?
This right here. Let's see if we can hear this right
here.
Here
we go. This is a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Here we go.
Whenever I go to Dunkin', I order a daily style with a little bit of room. And sometimes they say, room for what? And I say, it's a little room to put all my hopes and dreams in. And they say, really? And I'm like, nah, I'm just putting there.
Okay, I get
you know
it.
What? Here's what, I love the fact that Dunkin' Donuts
yes.
let
How
you
about
be
that?
Yourself,
yes.
say
great,
that,
great point.
And want you in that spot. That speaks that's volumes great, about both of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great point.
Absolutely.
So what they are, they're three flavored drinks. It's like it looks like some kind of punch or something. And what you're saying is that you don't fill it to the top.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
your special little room. You
yeah.
said you can put all your hopes
yeah.
and dreams in there.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to put something else there.
Yeah,
and they,
yeah,
bleep,
yeah.
they bleep it out. You're right. That's edgy for Dunkin'.
That's
yeah,
huge.
Yeah. yeah this, all right. Well, listen, man. Hey, congratulations. You keep knocking it out of the park everywhere
Good
you go.
Job.
You also what? You got big ass fans. And what's the other one? The charcoal?
Huh?
Charcoal.
Kingsford.
Okay.
Kingsford charcoal.
Of course you got
Kingsford. I'm doing Moto Casino this week. So.
All right, well, keep on going. Yeah, give
Anna
a big hug for us. We got to talk, too, about this summer over in Darnell's. We've got some good, fun things happening, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
You got it. Love you guys. Go Hogs. Go LJ.
Love you. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Go LJ.